Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Looking at the 3 or 6 month Treasury bill, there's a lot to like. Treasury bills, for those wondering, are just IOUs from the government. No need to be complicated here. Just know when you buy a Treasury bill, you have lent your money to Uncle Sam. A 3 month bill means you get your money back in 3 months, and a 6 month bill means you get your money back in six. So on and so forth, ad infinitum, up until about 30 years or so. And the 30-year T-bill is actually called a bond. Instead of a bill, your payoff for buying these things is the interest they pay you. Yes, I know the name change from bills to bonds is confusing, but in my opinion, the financial folks, of which I am a reluctant part of on occasion, like to do things to confuse you to make you think you need us. My opinion, of course. Just know, however, that the bills and bonds are both U.S. government debt, and the term of the investment is called the maturity date. An added bonus is the interest income is also exempt from state and local taxes. In any case, unlike Treasury bills of the past decade or so, which paid kind of a paltry return, these 3 and 6 month issues, and even a bit further out, can now pay north of 5% annually, thanks to the Federal Reserve's crusade of jacking up interest rates in an attempt to quell our massive inflation. Keep in mind the APR, the annual percentage rate, means how much interest you will get over a year. So if you buy a 3 month T-bill yielding over 5% annually, you have to buy 4 in a row. That's assuming the rates don't drop every 3 months when you have to buy the next one, which they could. One reason to buy U.S. government issues like T-bills is that they are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. That means they are regarded as having a 100% guarantee as to the terms of the investment. This is not to say one cannot lose money on a treasury bill. Sell a 3 month treasury bill before the 3 month maturity date, or the 6 month bill before the 6 month maturity date, and you could take a hit on the principal, hence the reason I said as to the terms of the investment. During a recent seminar I gave, everyone in attendance agreed the current rates on the short-term U.S. debt, like treasury bills, was decent. Then I asked what was bad about a 3 or 6 month treasury bill paying north of 5%, and the room fell silent. The answer as to what might not be so good about the 3 or 6 month T-bills paying over 5 is that they're only 3 or 6 months in duration. That means while the current rates may be attractive, rates can move lower. They can move up, they can move down or stay the same, and with the Federal Reserve on an historic interest rate crusade, the full effect of their actions are really anyone's guess. Federal Reserve actions, like raising interest rates or lowering them, can take many months to over a year or more to take hold, so it's difficult to forecast whether rates will be up or down a year or two from now, hence the potential drawback of investing in short-term treasury bills and the like. If rates move up, short-term treasury bills could be rolled over quickly to the new higher rates, and that's good. But if rates drop, your higher paying short-term treasury bill goes away when they expire along with your 5% APR. The key is where we think rates will go in the future, up or down. Up, as mentioned, is good for short-term investments as they can be rolled over quickly to the higher rate as they reach maturity. When rates move down, that is bad for short-term investments such as 3 or 6 month treasury bills, as you lose the rate once the T-bill expires and the new issues could offer less in payment to you. If we look at interest rates in the past 5 decades, it shows a steady decline since the 1980s, with the exception of last year where the chart shows a little bit of a blip, which is our 5% rates. Nowadays, the chart may give us a heads up as to rates and their long-term direction. If the long-term direction continues, like the chart says, for the last 50 years, which for all intents and purposes appears to be in the downward direction, investors might look for a way to lock in today's current rates with a variety of investment vehicles that strive to do just that, lock in today's high rates for a longer period of time. You can contact me if you want to read more or need more information or see some of my past articles on this. And remember, I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And this newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or the recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet is staff members or underwriting. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL342. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Money.
a crime.